Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited to have you with us this morning. It is a beautiful day in metropolitan Atlanta, and we have a very special guest with us coming out of Houston, Texas. But we'll tell you a little bit more about her in just a moment. I would like for you to hear a word from our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
We also have Moby Flyers. A Moby Flyer is a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone. Does everything a print flyer should do, but can't. A mobile flyer is fun to interact with and engaging to your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. That's mobiflyers.mobi, mobiflyers.mobi. Coming to Atlanta, April 30th through May 20th, Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps. Visit www.diamondwomensconference.com. Host Pastor Val Scarborough and numerous anointed and exciting speakers. Also, March 19th through 22nd, Women of Power, the 17th Annual Women's Weekend. We're looking forward to seeing you there. Visit women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Now, our special guest, another what I believe to be a woman of power. As you heard, the Woman of Power song, our theme song, that's Antonia Lawrence. Please visit her website and also Amazon, GoDaddy, and numerous media outlets. Our special guest this morning, Dr. Alice Milseth. She's an author, certified Christian counselor, temperament therapist, minister. I mean, she's out of Missouri City, Texas, right out of Houston, obtained her bachelor's of Science in Biblical Counseling from the College of Biblical Studies in Houston, Texas, graduating summa cum laude. She received the Delta Epsilon Chi Honor Society highest award upon graduation. I tell you, she has so much in her bio. She received her doctorate in clinician Christian counseling from Christian Bible Institute in Seminary Spring, Texas, also graduating magna cum laude. He's a licensed and ordained minister and an active member of Word of Restoration International Church. Dr. Charles E. Perry Jr. and Lady Jalette Perry are her spiritual leaders. Her book that has been released, the autobiography, Disinherited, Daddy, How Could You? Oh my goodness, she shares bits and pieces of her life. This candid book embraces her journey to healing. I welcome, and I would like for you to welcome, Dr. Alice M. Millsap. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. BJ. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I'm so excited to have you with us this morning.
I am so excited to be with you myself. I mean, I've been excited all week. I was last night just kind of meditating and praying and thanking God for all the opportunities, and I just bless God for you and for your radio show and just all that you're doing for the kingdom of God. I just praise God for that.
Well, thank you so much. As you share bits and pieces about your life in this candid book and embracing this journey of healing up, after being disinherited by your father, you thought was a journal ended up helping you through the process. And so many daughters are living with baggage of rejection and carrying that baggage into our relationships. Dr. Millsap, tell us about your book.
Well, this book here, as you said, it started off as a journal because I just had so much baggage and so many hang-ups and so many things that was going on in my life. And as I began to search and dissect what had happened and how I was feeling and why I was feeling the way I was feeling, you know, I realized that it stemmed from my relationship with my father. You know, I felt rejection, and if I experienced rejection as a child, then I would experience rejection as an adult. So I brought all that baggage over into my adult life. So this book started off with me just journaling my feelings and my emotions and my breakdowns, my state of depression. I went through depression, was not hospitalized, but I ended up in a hospital care and under doctor's care for depression for many years, about 5 or 6, maybe 10 years. I took antidepressants and, I mean, just various things that went on in my life. So I journaled those things. And then something tragic happened in my life within my family. And I began to go back and look at all the areas where I felt like a failure. And I began to look at my journal and I said, Lord, this is my life and how do I heal? And so I sought help. I got help from some counselors, but then the Lord put on my heart to go to school. And I went to school, and I ended up in a counseling class. And I realized that that's where God was directing me. And in that class, I began to heal. And I began to journal the healing process as well as all of the things that went on. Then I began to journal the healing process, how God began to speak to me. So this book came about, but the title and all of that didn't come about until 2001 when my father died and I was told that he left a will that I knew nothing about, so I was totally disinherited. And that's how the title came about. It had no title previous to that. It was just a journal. So God healed me in that whole process. And even though I had to go through it and I had to deal with it, he was right there with me in that process of forgiveness, having to forgive everyone that did anything in my life throughout the years. And this book just captures some of those points in my life, not all of them, but just some of them, the ones that God told me to reveal. I only wrote what God told me to reveal.
That journey of forgiveness, share with us a little bit about that.
Well, you know what? It didn't happen overnight. I literally had to get in the presence of God and understand how he forgave me. When I realized that God forgives me unconditionally, his love for me is unconditionally, and he said he forgives us our sins as far as the east is from the west. So I had to put myself in the position of God. I had to understand that it was not about me. It was about my relationship with God. And holding on to that forgiveness, did it glorify God? And it did not glorify God. So I had to forgive from my heart from the very depths of my soul. Mm. I had to forgive my father. And God said, even if you got to go back to the grave. So in the book, at the very end, you will see where I went to the grave and I talked to my father. And I forgave him, but I told him that what he did would not stop my purpose in life. So forgiveness is a big key to healing. Because if you don't forgive, you're sitting there with all that poison in your heart. Your mind don't think right. Your heart is not right. You can't love other people properly because you have all this animosity, this anger, this bitterness, this wrath, this rage built up inside of you because of unforgiveness. And unforgiveness and forgiveness is a choice. You choose to forgive. You make a conscious choice that I'm going to forgive. Just as my Heavenly Father forgave me, I in turn must forgive others. And that's the Word of God. That's what He tells us.
Man, a very powerful statement there. Forgiveness is a choice. And I believe sometimes we become crippled, paralyzed.
Yes, ma'am. We paralyze ourselves. We paralyze our destiny. We paralyze our very existence because of unforgiveness and all that bitterness that's inside of us.
Do you believe it's something that may be because of prior incidents or circumstances we build a wall? Per se?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. We put up a wall. I had a wall up. I was walking around with a mask on. And no one saw me. No one saw the wounds. No one saw the hurt. I would not let people get too close in. I had only a certain few people that I would let get in. And I even had a issue with men. I had an issue with my spiritual fathers in the church. I had an issue with other men that would try to deposit things in with me. I even put up a wall with my husband in certain areas. So you put this wall up, and this wall has to be broken down. And the only way to break that wall down is to get in the presence of God and embrace His presence, embrace His love, understand His unconditional love, understand that no matter what anyone say about you, that's not who you are. Because the truth is, God tells us who we are. He said we're fearfully and wonderfully made in His image. He tells us we're the apple of His eye. He tells us that we're the head and not the tail. We're the above and not beneath. We're the called out. We was chosen from the womb. We didn't choose Him. He chose us. So that lets us know that we are important to God. We're special to Him. He has great things lined out for us. But what holds us back is that area that we allow those walls to go up. I was telling someone that it was like I had all these wounds on the inside of me and I was bleeding out and no one could see the blood. No one could see me because this mask was up. I was portraying an image that I wanted other people to see. But on the inside, I was torn. I was broken. I was bruised. I was battered. I was hurt. I felt less than. I felt like I was a castaway, a thrown away child. That's what I felt like. But God told me I'm His child. I'm an inheritance of the Most High God. So why do I feel this way? But I had to embrace the love of God first.
So true. So true. I really appreciate, honor, and respect the fact of your transparency, because when you spoke about that dark place called depression, I think unfortunately we don't share that enough. And by you sharing that, I believe that you have released someone this morning of that constant battle. Why do you think we in the body don't share the fact that that depression is real?
Because we hide because we don't want to be judged. Mm. You know, people look at you and they have this preconceived notion of who you are and they put you in this box. And they think that, oh, she's never been through nothing. She won't understand. They only see the end results. They're not seeing what happened in the past. They're not seeing being homeless. They're not seeing your father and your mother fighting and cussing, and you're standing there, and you're this little child, and you're praying and on your knees before God, praying that your mother would live through the night. They're not seeing all the times that you was knocked around or ridiculed or rejected or denied or hurt or battered, or that you reached out for love in all the wrong places, allowing things to happen to you because you were seeking out a father's love. I said, in the church, we hide behind cliches. We hide behind, you know, I don't want nobody to know my business, but we don't have no business. It's all God's business. And if it's going to glorify God, if it's going to help someone else, we need to be more transparent. My book is very transparent. My book is very real. My book is not for the average sensitive reader. It's words in there that's going to offend you if you want to be offended in any way. But it's the truth. It's what God told me to write, and it's going to bless a lot of women. It's going to help them to understand that if Alice, at 62 years old, if I can get out and if I can begin to live this glorious life that God preordained for me, then they can. Don't worry about the church and what the church thinks, because Jesus was very real. He was very transparent.
He was. And another thing you said this morning is that with the rejection that comes about, so many times we don't share because we have been rejected, or language,
exactly,
as you said, language has been used against us, and the conversation was not positive to us, so we chose not
right.
to be a part of it anymore. So
right.
what would you
right.
say to the person that has maybe experienced that? And Dr. Mills said they've had enough, and they want to come out. They want to forgive. They want to move on. They've been disinherited, maybe not physically or financially, but they've been disinherited by their family or their culture or their spiritual world. What would you say to them?
Well, you know what I would say, because when I went through this, you know, when it happened, I was so distraught. I cried for a week. And I clearly heard the voice of God in Psalms 27. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. When everybody else denies you, when everybody else rejects you, you got to know in your heart that God loves you. If you don't know that, you're in trouble. You're in serious trouble. When you don't know that, even though the, quote, natural man may reject you, may deny you, disinherit you in whatever way, God said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. There's a scripture in Psalms 40 where it says, I cried out to the Lord and he heard my cry. He heard me and he drew near to me. And he came in, and guess what God did? He pulled me out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and he established my going. He set my feet on a solid foundation. You got to know where your foundation is. If your foundation is not in Jesus Christ, you're doomed for destruction. But when you know who you are in Christ, when other people reject you, when your family, your friends, whoever it may be, that's your time to get into the presence of God and allow the presence of God to wash you, to fill you with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost so that you can easily forgive. Because you can't forgive on your own. You only forgive through the power of the Holy Ghost residing in you that you're able to do anything. So therefore, with the power of the Holy Ghost, you can make a choice to say, you know, I've been rejected, I've been denied, I've been abandoned, I've been abused, I've been cast away, but I know that my Father in heaven loves me so much that he sent his Son Jesus to die for me. And Jesus died for me, and when he died, he said, I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. I'm going to leave you help while I'm gone with the Father and sitting on the right hand making intercession for you, I'm going to leave you help in the earth realm. And he left the Holy Spirit here with us that lives inside of us. So when you get to that place of rejection, you're tired of being tired of being tired, you just say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to go back into my mind, my thought life, and forgive everyone that has done anything wrong to me. I have to forgive everyone. I have to go back and forgive and learn to love them unconditionally. Because that's when I got my breakthrough.
Dr. Mills, where can they get the book?
They can get the book on Amazon. It's on Kindle and it's in paperback at our www.amazon.com. Just type in Dr. Alice Millsap or just type in Disinherited Daddy, How Could You? And the book will come up and they can order the book from there. And that's how they can get the book.
What would you say was the most difficult aspect of writing a book?
The most difficult aspect to me, it was easy writing about how God restored me and the Word of God and all of that. The hardest part for me was going back to those dark places. And actually, I had to relive them in order to write them. I had to relive them, those flashbacks. Because when you, the first chapter in my book is a flashback. So each chapter is a flashback. And then it tells you how I felt in that flashback. And then Dr. Alice Millsap tells you how I got healed. So those flashbacks was the hardest because I left them out. And God said, no, it's not real until you show that part of it. You know, I was trying to go around it. I was trying to make it cute. I was trying to make it seem not so harsh. And he said, no, I need you to be real because who you're going to reach out to is not the regular church person. You're going to reach out to the world. God told me that this book was going to minister to the world, and a lot of people that are in the world is going to be drawn out from the world because of this book, and they're going to understand the unconditional love of God, and they're going to be able to walk in that love and give their lives to Christ because of this book. Because if I can walk out of it, and I've been in church all my life, if I can do it, they can do it.
That's what's so wonderful and amazing about our Father is that he has respect of persons. And if he can heal Dr. Millsap, if he can heal Dr. BJ, if he can heal whomever, he can heal whomever. If he can heal whomever, he can heal whomever. And we must really believe that. We must really believe that.
Yeah.
So what valuable lessons do you want readers to learn from this amazing book?
The lesson that I want you to learn from this book is that God is a healer and a restorer. That no matter what you have gone through life, it doesn't matter if you came from a severe hardship in a dysfunctional family. It doesn't matter if you was abused. It doesn't matter if you've had abortion. It doesn't matter if you've been through a divorce, because all of that is in this book. Believe me, it does not matter. That baggage of rejection and carrying that baggage around, you do not want to carry that into your next relationship. Because when God restores you, he don't just restore you. He said he restored the years that the locusts and the pickle worms have eaten up. So God is not just going to restore you, but he's going to replenish you. Everything that was taken from you, God said he's going to restore it double. He said, for your shame, I'm going to give you double. So, God, what I want you to grasp from this book is that, yes, this is my life story, but this is not the end of the story. The end of the story hadn't been told because God is going to do something magnificent in the lives of every person that reads this book and say, Lord, I no longer want to walk in this dark place in my life. I want to be free. I want to walk away knowing that, yes, I can get through this because this book lets me know that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit that I live, I move, and I have my being. And because of that, I can now walk in the totality of who I am, a child, a daughter of God, a son of God. I can stand with my head held high. I can know who I am and not be afraid. Yes, I've been disinherited by my family in whatever way, spiritually, emotionally, financially, physically, it does not matter. But my God said that he is my father. He said that I am his inheritance. He said that I am the seed of Abraham. So therefore, everything that he promised me is yes and amen. And all I got to do is walk in my forgiveness, walk in his love, understand who I am. And this book here is going to point you to that. And hopefully you will learn from my life, you will learn that you can be all that God called you to be. At 52 years old, I got a dual degree, a master and a doctor, because my dad told me I would never be anything but look at God. Look at God.
He's awesome. If you had to say something briefly to an aspiring writer, what would you say, Dr. Millsap?
I would tell them, you know what, just write. Whatever is on your heart, just write it. Just put it on paper. And then once you get it on paper, go back, read over it, and say, God, now, what do you want me to do this? What's the message that I'm relaying? Because you know what? A lot of people may read this book and say, oh, she's bitter against her father, or she's trying to make him look bad. No, that's not it. That is not it at all. Why are you writing this story? Who do you want to bless? Who are you trying to speak to? Who's out there hurting that's going to read your story? And then begin to ask God for wisdom in that area, because this is not my first book. My first book is a book of poetry, and I thought it would be the first published book, and God changed that all around. This was just a journal. The first book was really a book. I thought, this is it. And God said no. He said no, and I was obedient to his voice, and this is what God gave me. Disinherited. Daddy, how could you? I didn't even know the title until about 2 or 3 years ago. So just do what God said. Be obedient to the voice of God and get someone that you trust to edit your book, to read your book, so that you can have clarity, so that it flows, so that it makes sense to those that are going to read it.
That's good. That's good. And it's always important that we get someone to edit it, someone. And not just your aunt and not just your cousin, but someone that will edit it professionally, so that you can. And you said something very, very powerful just then, so that people can understand it and read it with clarity. That's the purpose.
Right.
So I totally agree with you on that. Tell our listeners again how they can get the book and give them your contact information.
Okay, you can get the book through Amazon, www.amazon.com, and you can go online and just type in Dr. Alice Millsap or type in Disinherited Daddy, How Could You? It's in paperback and it's in Kindle form. You can also reach me on Twitter at Dr_AliceMillsap, or you can reach me at asapcounseling@sbcglobal.com. You can reach me at 713-899-7982. That's my cell number. And you can also reach me through for booking and press release. My contact, my publicist, LaTanya Boyd, thank God for her. She's an awesome woman of God at Fab Marketing. Yes, yes, yes. She's at Twitter, LATBoyd1, or you can reach her by email, faithinorder@yahoo.com. And also my book cover design, I want to give a shout out to her, Tamika Hall with Tamika Inc. And I just thank God and praise God for each one of these ladies in my life.
Wow, Dr. Millsap, you have a dream team there. You have a dream team there. And they are wonderful,
yes,
wonderful women of God that are
yes, they are.
Online.
I love them and they bless
you
me so much. Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
I also want to just give tributes to my pastor, Pastor Charles Perry Jr. and Lady Charlotte Perry. They are such an awesome tool in my life, and they keep me spiritually sound and walking in truth. And I just love them so much. And Word of Restoration International Church in Rush Island, Texas. I just thank God for them and my church family so much.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, we thank you so much for being a part of Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. Our special guest today has been Dr. Alice Millsap, and she has been sharing with us nuggets and excellent, excellent parts of her book, you know, Disinherited Daddy, How Could You? Make sure you get that book. It's going to bless your life and others. So until next time, we're so glad to have you with us. And again, whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.